And now an update on a story we brought you about a University of Massachusetts Amherst student who died of a heroin overdose in 2013, a little while after he'd been busted by campus police for dealing the drugs LSD and Molly. At that time, campus police offered to drop charges and not tell his parents if he turned informant, which he did. His body was found by his parents when they came to visit on Parents' Day. They also later found texts on his cell phone, apparently from his heroin dealer. His mother now says those texts have long been in the hands of the Northwestern District Attorney's Office in Western Massachusetts. And while she remained anonymous in initial reporting of this story by UMass students working with the Boston Globe, she's now going public because she says investigators are taking too long, 19 months. Francesca Sinicori joins us from New Jersey by Skype. And Francesca, you know you have our condolences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what were the texts that you read on his phone and responded to?
Well, they were going back and forth on texts about the dealer picking up drugs in Springfield and how far away he was and everything else. And then the last text was, "I'm here." I texted him and I said, you know, I used a few words that I can't use here, but I said, "You killed my son and I hope you rot in hell."
Well, let's bring in Eric Bosco. He's now a graduate of UMass Amherst, but when we spoke last, he was one of the students. Another notably was Kayla Marchetti. In this investigative journalism class at Amherst, who covered this story and then wrote about it further with the Boston Globe, remind people what happened. A lot of people were shocked to find out about an informant program.
Right. So immediately after, almost immediately, the chancellor suspended the use of informants on campus and called for a review board to review it. Yeah. And about 3 months after that, in January, they released the report and ultimately ended the confidential informant program on campus.
And you also took this information that Francesca found on the cell phone, these texts. What did you find out about that?
Right. So the texts from Eric's heroin dealer showed a pretty clear trail of him bringing Eric the heroin that night. And Francesca gave us, as well as the university after the article, the name of this dealer. And I did a little research and investigating and found that this person, this dealer, was actually a teaching assistant at the university.
So what did the school do when you reported that this was actually somebody who was an assistant there?
Right. So after that initial reporting, the university told me that that student was no longer affiliated with the university.
And therefore, what, they couldn't do anything?
They wouldn't answer anything beyond that.
Yeah. Well, Francesca, start with the informant program being dropped. Isn't that something? I mean, you did affect some change.
Here's the thing. If Eric never printed that story, this investigation would be nowhere. My son passed away October 4th, 2013. The police took his phone and computer, and I didn't receive it back until a month later. They told me upon giving me my phone back, well, my son's phone back, that they had enough information on that phone to make at least a dozen arrests. When I asked them if they could keep me in the loop, the answer was no. It's all confidential. I was still in shock, so I just let it go, and I just trusted that they would do their job. When Kayla and Eric contacted me to do this story, they went and they did the investigation themselves, and it wasn't until, I would say, about 8 months later that I found out that they used my son as a confidential informant. They completely ignored their policies and procedures that they themselves wrote, because apparently when somebody is caught with drugs on campus, up to age 21, the parent gets a call and they either get an automatic suspension or they get expelled. None of these things happened. Had they happened, I would have been up there that second, whether it was 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, I would have been there and gotten my son and gotten him the help that he needed.
So you're saying, just to be clear, first of all, you discover your son dead of a heroin addiction you didn't even know he had. But it wasn't until 8 months later that you found out that the school knew that he was at least dealing in drugs and made him an informant. You didn't know that for 8 months.
Nothing. I knew nothing. And nothing happened until the story hit the front page of the Globe. I mean, the whole idea of that story was to raise awareness that an addict could be anybody. I mean, here you have my son He was an honor student. There were no signs whatsoever of an addiction. He maintained his grades. He was a kinesiology major. We're talking about physics and calculus and things like that. And his grades never dropped a bit. He was just him. So when I agreed to do that story, the whole purpose was to raise awareness that, you know, an addict isn't necessarily the kid living on the street in East LA.
The most troubling part for me was the fact that when Eric was busted in his dorm room, among, you know, the LSD and the Molly that he was busted for was a hypodermic needle. And, you know,
it should have been a clue.
It should have been a clue. And it should have been a clue that Francesca was in on and that she should have, you know, been able to act on. So
that's Eric Bosco, one of the students at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, who investigated the heroin overdose death of their fellow student Eric Sinicori 19 months ago. His mother, Francesca, wants some legal action taken. She says the name of the apparent dealer is right there on her son's cell phone. And Francesca, pick up there. As you know, the DA's office in northwestern Massachusetts has said investigations, especially involving a death, normally take this long.
That's bull. That's absolute bull. I read stories every day about kids overdosing and the dealer getting arrested, getting charged with manslaughter. I mean, the very next day. So I don't want to hear 19 months later that they're still investigating, which I truly do not understand what they're investigating when all of the information that they need is clearly on my son's cell phone.
Well, and Francesca, what is this about for you? Is this about justice for your son, or is there something bigger here?
Well, number one is justice for my son, justice for every kid actually out there. I would at the very least, I would like him to be arrested for dealing. That's the very least. But in the bigger picture, if dealers were arrested for manslaughter, I really truly believe there'd be less dealers out there, less access to this stuff, and possibly just killing it altogether.
Well, Francesca, just a terrible loss. Your anger, Your outrage at a dealer is understandable. But, you know, what would you say to the notion that your son was a dealer too, not of heroin, and that people have responsibility if he made the choice to do heroin?
I get all that.
Yeah.
I agree. But my whole thing with the school is if I would have gotten the heads up, now everybody argues he was an adult, nobody should have told me. However, UMass has policies and procedures in place. Now, I don't want to say I could have saved my son, but here's the thing. I'll never know that, will I?
Yeah. What would you want us to know about him?
He was so full of life. He had a heart of gold, so intelligent. Even in grade school, he'd come off the bus. The homework would be done. This is the kid that never had to study, but yet took all these AP classes. He had common sense as well. And I know, you know, you could say, really, he took this drug, but he thought he was invincible. And I believe most teenagers believe they're invincible. You know you should stop, but you can't. And it clearly said that on his phone as well, in all his text messages, that he was going to come home and tell us and get help. His friend said, no, don't do that. Your parents won't let you come back to UMass. And what I say to those kids is, well, you tried to help your friend. Look what happened.
You tried to keep him from talking to his parents. Look what happened.
Yeah, the only people who can possibly help them is their parents. That's it.
Well, Francesca, we know you set up a scholarship to honor your son, Eric, the Eric Sinicori Memorial Foundation Scholarship. You were at the school to kickstart that.
It's to help keep kids off of the streets by sponsoring financial need-based kids in sports programs.
Well, this must have been very, very hard for you to go jumpstart that scholarship program. This is graduation season. This has got to be very, very hard for you.
Yeah, he was supposed to graduate with Eric Bosco.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself thinking about this, Eric? I mean, there are a lot of young people who find themselves graduating and someone gets left behind for whatever the reason. There's a fork in the road for a lot of young people this time of year. You're nodding.
Absolutely. Heroin is something, and drug addiction is something that has taken the lives of way too many young people. I mean, everybody that I talk to knows they've had friends taken away or friends in rehab. Or it's just something that doesn't miss anybody, no matter where you're from, what your background is, how smart you are. Doesn't matter.
Well, Eric Bosco, are you going to continue reporting on Francesca Sinicori's son's story?
Absolutely. I'll be here waiting for the DA to take action for anything else to happen. Absolutely.
Yeah. Francesca, that's got to be some solace.
Oh, you don't know how much I appreciate him.
That means a lot. Thanks.
No, thank you.
Of course. Yeah.
That's Francesca Sinicori, the mother of Eric Sinicori, the University of Massachusetts Amherst student who died of a heroin overdose in 2013. And she is asking for the apparent drug dealer in that case to be prosecuted. Eric Bosco is the UMass student, now graduate, and looks like you have a position at the Globe.
Yeah. I'll be starting an internship, an investigative internship there in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Our best to both of you.
Thank you very much.